The Bakers of Weber's Bread present your All-Star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. And now, the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Riding down to Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west, o'er the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old pedo. Gotta see a preacher about a gal. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey. Riding down to Santa Fe. $100 or more to get that ring she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old pedo. She'll be there waiting at the door. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Thank you, friends. In the days when every deluxe motion picture theater featured an organist, and the words to the song he played were flashed on the screen for the audience to sing, certain numbers were sure to be sung with great enthusiasm. We're bringing back one of them to you now. Remember it? Among My Souvenirs.
CBS, once again, the bakers of Weber's Bread present, for your listening pleasure, a full half hour of Western story and Western song, bringing you your favorite Western stars. It's your show of the week, courtesy of the bread that adds pleasure to mealtime. It's Weber's Bread. Fresh baked for your enjoyment with a flavor treat each time you eat. Taste it. Taste Weber's Bread with flavor that adds pleasure to mealtime. Each appetizing fresh crusted loaf means savory goodness for your delight. Have you tried it? Remember, Weber's always means real flavor, real pleasure. Buy it and serve it today. When you shop, look for Weber's Bread in the blue and white gingham wrapper.
The writers of the Purple Sage and the song that brought jazz to the West. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his beer, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only thing they got you is an evening star. Roughest, toughest man before is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. Every night to stay, sing the herds asleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, he always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his beer, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin' tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of the amphitheater, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Cowboy! Cowboy! Ragtime Cowboy Joe! Who is there that doesn't like a sentimental love song, one filled with sweetness and tenderness? Have I told you lately that I love you?
Tell you once again somehow. Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
true if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Well, it's time now for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to tell us another of their adventures in the West. This week, they call their story, To Settle the Account. To travel in the West is to receive an education no school can give, nor can travel in any other part of the world, be it the Sahara of Africa, the jungles of South America, or the wastes of the Arctic. In the West, the forces of nature are complete. Cold and heat, green fields and barren land, sheer precipices and meadows that are level. A man must stand in awe of them and know how well they combine to aid destiny in trapping all who deviate from the path of good. The Riders of the Purple Sage were in a mountainous region. The weather was not pleasant. It was cold and snow lay on the ground. A dark sky foretold that evil lay ahead.
Sure gloomy. I can't seem to get going. Seems like something is pressing down all around.
I don't like the feel of things either, fellas. It ain't often you know something's going to happen and not be able to put your finger on what it is.
Well, maybe it's just the weather, Foy. Maybe the dark skies are getting us down.
Yeah, maybe.
Air's quiet. Air's so quiet. We just got to have more snow.
Listen. Oh.
Hello there!
Hello!
Maybe this is it, Al.
Yeah.
Wonder what's up.
Well, I don't know unless somebody's lost.
We'll be lucky if that's all it is.
Look, come in there to the left. Through those pines.
Oh, yeah.
One fella, alone.
Well, it's a man who's lost his way. Can't be anything else.
Well, that's a convict. Convicts hide out in territory like this.
Here he is.
I swear, I've never been so glad to see other human beings. Four, Will and Al, Johnny.
Well, Lefty.
Hey, Lefty. This is more than we bargained for.
What are you doing up here, Lefty?
Boys, I've had the greatest piece of luck a man can have. My fortune's made. I'm living on Easy Street from now on.
Well, that's great.
I found the map to Whittier's lost mine. Look.
Put that away, Lefty.
Well, nobody's out here, Foy, just us.
You've probably talked. Told people what you've got. Somebody could have followed.
Don't be so cynical.
More than one man has risked his life trying to find that mine. More than one man would be willing to kill if killing would find it for him.
But out here, nobody...
How about riding down with us? We're headed for the settlement in the valley.
Well, thanks, Foy, but I don't know.
More snow is coming. You don't want to get caught up here traveling light.
Better ride along with us, Lefty.
We can sort of look after him when we get to the settlement.
Yeah, play it safe, fella. You got the map. There's plenty of time to make use of it later.
Well, I can't. I spent too long getting this map. I've got to see what my fortune looks like.
There's more snow coming.
I know snow's coming. That's why I called to you. I wanted to see if there's any shelter up here. Place a man could stay for a couple of days.
You're liable to stay more than a couple of days.
Nobody's going to change my mind.
Well... There's a cabin straight around that bend, up the trail about a mile.
Thanks.
If anybody else is using it, keep your mouth shut about that map.
Oh, don't worry about me, and thanks for the help. Come on ahead. I'll be a millionaire next time I see you if I eat your brand new Stetson.
Well, I sure wouldn't want to be in his boots.
Me either, especially if it snows.
Come on, boys. We'll have to make tracks, too, or we won't get down ourselves.
Well, the snow's really coming down.
I can't see a thing.
What do you think? We got a good 10 miles to go before we reach the settlement. You want to ride on?
I doubt if there's a chance of making it. You no good to get caught between here and the valley.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We're going to need shelter, and we're going to need it real soon.
Yeah, especially if it turns cold.
Let's backtrack and head for the cabin we sent Lefty to. By the looks of the weather, we'll have to go some to make that.
Wind's starting to blow.
Lucky we got here at all. Double lucky we made it before the wind gets heavy.
There's Lefty's horse.
Yeah.
Suppose we head ours in at this side of the cabin, too. More shelter there than anywhere else.
Too bad there ain't a lean-to or something for him.
Boy, Johnny, come here. Look through the window.
What's the matter, Al?
Somebody else is in the cabin, too. Somebody besides Lefty. Lefty's stretched out asleep.
A man and woman in there.
Yeah. if you can call that a woman.
Ah, you're a fool, Grace.
Coward.
Don't touch him. Don't even go near him until you put a blanket over that window.
Nobody's out there.
Put a blanket over that window, I said.
No.
Can't tell whether anybody's out there or not. Anybody wants shelter, head straight here on a cabin on this side of the mountain. Cover the whole window, not just half of it, the whole window. That was a mistake. He shouldn't have put that stuff in his coffee.
I want that map. That map means everything. In 6 months, I can be out of this country. I can be living rich.
But what was the good of drugging him now? We can't leave with a storm coming on. When he wakes up, he'll realize what happened. He'll know what we did.
I thought we could get out of here. I didn't know a storm was coming.
Yeah, you're a fool.
I tell you, I gotta have that map. It's my chance.
What do you mean, I've gotta have that map? We've gotta have it. The map is half mine.
I meant we.
Yeah. You'd better.
I'll get the map off him.
Stay where you are. I'll get it. Nobody's gonna cheat me. Half of that map belongs to me. Half the mine will belong to me, too. Not in his pants pocket.
Look in his shirt.
You're sleeping, Pete.
He drank plenty.
Here it is.
Let me see.
Keep your hands off. What are you afraid of? I can't run away with it. There's a storm brewing outside.
What about him?
He's going to know he was drugged when he wakes up.
Well, what about him?
You put the stuff in his coffin. You made the mistake.
But we got the map because of my mistake.
We'd have gotten the map anyway.
We got it now, though, on account of what I did. Get your claim in half. You did nothing.
Ah, shut up, will you? I'll take care of him if you feel that way.
That wasn't no bubble gum.
Come on around the other side of the house. Maybe we can see something from there. Don't take any chances.
Here, I found an opening between the logs. Maybe we can... Boy, Al, Lefty's been shot.
What's that?
Yeah, they shot him. Looks like they shot him while he was sleeping in the bunk. One of those two did it.
Come on, let's get him.
Fast and good.
I reckon not, Al. Johnny.
But they killed Lefty.
We've got only one gun between us, and that's not enough when you're facing killers. They won't get away. This storm will keep them in the cabin.
And I'm heading for the settlement right now. The sheriff...
You'll never make it, Al.
I'll try. No good will come from not bringing them to justice.
All right, we'll all go down.
No, you won't. This time I'm boss, boy. I don't know why, but I feel I ought to be. You and Johnny stay here and make sure they don't get away. I'll go down alone, and as soon as the storm lets up, I'll be back with a posse.
Why don't you rest? Why don't you stop that pacing?
I don't trust you.
I can't go out in a storm.
I don't trust
you. Well, it'd be suicide. They snowed under, lost within 10 minutes.
Half that map belongs to me. Half the mine belongs to
me. Well, we're together, ain't we? I'm not trying to leave.
Tear the map in two.
No, no.
Give me my half of the map.
No, I said.
You're trying to cheat me.
Who took care of that guy?
I put the stuff in his coffin.
I took care of him.
Half the map is mine, and I want it now.
And you don't get it.
I will.
All right, come after it, then. Come on. I'll dare you to come after it. I dare you to follow me.
Ben, come back.
They're getting away, boy.
Follow him. Don't let him spot us, and don't interfere.
Ben, I see you. I'll shoot and let you stop.
All right, wait a minute. Put on the gun. Come on.
You give me half that map.
All right. Here, take half. I'll tear it in two. You can have the part that shows the mine. But you'll never live to use it. I'm going ahead as far as my part shows, storm or no storm.
You can't.
You'll have to follow, or your half won't do you any good. And you'll never make it. You won't be able to stand the storm. You'll drop. And afterwards, I'll come and get your half of the map.
Ben, you got to wait for me.
I told you you'd have to keep up.
I can't go
fast. All right, then fall behind. Get along. Freeze. That's what I want.
Wait for me.
I'll get your half of the map. I'll be rid of you for the rest of my life. You'll never live through this storm.
Ben, come back.
I will after you drop. I'll come back and I'll get the rest of the map.
Don't leave me.
And don't interfere.
This storm is getting me.
Maybe nature has a way of taking care of folks like these.
Can't I drop down yet? Not yet.
Grace!
Where are you?
Grace! I'm hurt. I'm hurt bad.
I can't see you, Ben.
Grace, we'll have to find some shelter until the storm is over. I'm hurt. Grace, are you coming?
talking. I won't be able to find you unless you do.
Wait, this way. Over this way. Over here. Here I am.
You're all right, aren't you? I could brace my leg. I don't know, but I think it's broken. I slipped. You got to take care of me until the storm is over.
You were going to leave me to die.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have gone on without you. You know that, Grace.
An hour ago, you were making threats.
No. We have to stick together now. We have to, you see. We'll both freeze to death. Afterwards, we can settle our differences, but...
And we will settle them. Don't forget that.
All right. Let's see your half of the map. Maybe there's a shelter nearby, some sort of a cabin. Hey, give me the map. We'll let loose on it.
I'll hold it. You can look while it's in my
hand. Loose!
You're tearing it! You've torn the map. You've torn the corner off.
And the wind, it blew it right out of my hand.
That corner showed the location of the mine. Now we don't know the last turn to take. We don't know which way to go, and we're almost in sight of the mine. You did this purposely, Ben.
No, the wind.
You memorized the map. You tore that piece out and you threw it away purposely. It was another of your tricks.
No, the wind, it blew it out.
But you won't get there. You're not going to live to find the mine.
No, put down the gun. Don't.
I'll go on myself. I'll find the mine myself. There's only two ways to go to that last turn. You won't cheat me. I'll have the mine for myself. I'll have it in spite of
him. Come out, Johnny.
He's dead, boy?
Yeah, that one shot did it. Let's get on her trail again.
I've made it. I'm almost there. He didn't stop me. The last turn, that's all the distance I got left to go, I guess. I'll get that. I can take one turn. If it isn't right, I'll come back and I'll take the other. He hasn't cheated me. I've lived to get here, and the mine belongs to me.
Johnny, this way. She went this way.
She's out of her head now.
Afraid she is. Look,
what's she doing? Why's she going that way?
She can't see. She's taking the wrong turn. The cliff. She took the wrong turn, Johnny. She tumbled down that cliff. Fell 100 feet onto the rock.
Sorry I didn't make it back in time, boy.
You made a great ride, Al. I didn't think you'd get through.
Yeah, but I'd like to have gotten back in time.
Well, it's better this way. They got what was coming to them. Nature has a way of taking care of folks like that.
It's not so long ago that Texas Rangers were helping to win and hold the West. No group of men ever earned a finer reputation. Folks depended on the Texas Rangers. They brought law and order to their part of the West, and they made friends wherever they went. But then, and nowadays too, to have a friend, you had to be a friend. That's why Weber's Bread has made so many friends. No bread ever earned a finer reputation for better tasting reasons. Folks depend on it. Folks know that when you take home a fresh wrapped savory loaf of Weber's Bread, you'll find flavor, real flavor, freshness in every slice, and food values that add up to energy. Yes, it's Weber's Bread, so it's delicious. Buy it. Serve it often. For Weber's Bread always means fine, flavorsome enjoyment. When you shop, take Weber's Bread in the blue and white gingham wrapper.
Our featured song, one that ranks high on any list of Western music, for in it has been woven the real spirit of the real West. The writers of the Purple Sage sing Twilight on the Trail.
When it's twilight on the trail, and I jog alone, the world is like a dream. Here's my song. When it's twilight on the trail, and I rest once more, my ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. Ooh.
debt to pay. Still I understand what real contentment means. Yes, I was born that way.
That's about it for now, friends. We hope you'll be with us again next week. Before we go, we'd like to thank Bill Boucher, Bill Shaw, and Monty Margette for helping us tell our story. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, the writers of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to all of you.
Drifting along, singing a song,
from Hollywood, you've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a B.M. Bear production, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the writers of the Purple Sage. The script was by Ray Wilson and direction by Tom Hargis. This is Bob Green speaking.
All-Star Western Theater came to you from Columbia Square. Columbia Square.